Welcome to the AI Ireland podcast. I'm your host, Mark Kelly. In today's podcast, we are talking about how to leverage AI for profit and the importance of a data strategy for a digital world. And today's guests, we have Niall Larkin, Senior Program Manager, RDI Hub, and Patrick Fenton, Chief Program Officer at Edero Analytics. Niall, great to have you on the show. Patrick, lovely to meet you as well. Tell us a little bit about data strategy for a digital world, because it's looking to solve a pretty big problem, how to leverage AI for profit. And it's one of these things that, unless you've been on this journey yourself, it can be quite a challenge. And it looks like it could become a fantastic day workshop on the 28th.
Exactly, Mark. Thanks very much for having us on. So basically, just out of the RDI Hub here, just to give you a little bit of introduction, we've this amazing ultra-modern building here in one of the most beautiful spots in Kerry, and therefore the country, right? And our focus really here is on driving digital innovation and transformation in the Southwest. So like our perspective on doing that, how do we go about it? It's all about bringing together like the very best national and international speakers and practitioners in this space. Because we believe, like, you know, the future of growth and profit for companies is through digitalization. And that means digital transformation. That means innovation in that space. And that means, you know, having a data strategy. And that all, that means that you can then leverage the power of AI. So what we do here really is we're bringing together the best practitioners in, nationally and internationally, then with the best of SMEs and corporates and startups together, so that, you know, we can drive this agenda forward. And I really like the way you've teed that up, because, like, you know, every company is different, and every company's perspective on how they might go about this is different. Some are more further along the journey than others. Some maybe believe that AI is too sophisticated or too cutting edge for them to have impact. But a lot of people are curious about it. We're hearing that across the board. So what we've done is we've set up this one-day workshop so that companies, whether to be SMEs or corporates, and regardless of what sector they're in, can come in for a day, and they can, with key thought leaders from many industries, walk through many case studies specific to the kind of sectors that they're working in and the tiers that they're working at, so that they can see companies like themselves and how they've actually leverage the data that they have in their organization and then applied AI techniques and capabilities in order to drive profits. So really a clear line of sight on profit at all times and company growth leveraging these technologies.
Well, it's really important that people can understand with research and investment in artificial intelligence, you ultimately have to solve a business problem that is going to be able to add value in terms of money to the bottom line. You're either going to be improving efficiencies, or you are going to reducing costs, or you're going to be adding new type of value to an end customer. But in order to actually do that, you need access to data. Patrick Fenton, Chief Program Officer at Edero Analytics. How important is the data strategy? And can people underestimate how important it can be?
Hi, Mark. Great to talk to you and good to connect with you again, Niall. Yeah, it's a great question. I mean, I suppose just to give a background as to what Edero Analytics does, we basically help organizations to find value in their data. And really, that's where a data strategy comes in the early stages. If a company is not mature in that regard, you can find value in a number of different ways. It might be through some kind of data engineering, figuring out your data pipelines, putting some plumbing in place like that, or building some visualizations to help give you good analysis to improve KPIs, or, as you say, to implementing more complex AI solutions. I suppose that the more capability that you have in place, the better value realization that you get. And really, a data strategy is kind of putting all of that together and figuring out kind of a tangible roadmap, I suppose, is what we'd say, is to figure out what the enablers are, what kind of people or process or technology enablers that I need to put in place to get to where I need to go. So you kind of start with your business problems, as you say, your strategic goals, and then you figure out what structures you need to put in place to move those KPIs. So as I said, the three main areas are kind of with your people. Do I have the skill sets in the organization to deliver on those use cases that you figure out that you need to build? Do I need data scientists? Do I need data engineers? Do I have the correct processes in place? Do I have good data governance? And do I have the right technology stack in place? You know, do I need kind of complex stack? Do I need a cloud offering? Do I need specific data science tools or visualization tools? So I suppose, as Niall alluded to, it may not always be an AI solution that you need, but you start with what your business problems are that you're trying to solve, what KPIs you're trying to move, and then figuring out what structures and tangible enablers you need to put in place to build out solutions in that regard.
I think, Patrick, what's really great about this course is that it appeals to a few different people, because you've got people who are on the journey so far that maybe have hit a bump in the road. You know, maybe they're overcomplicating certain aspects. There's an opportunity to simplify or redefine the problem that they're working on, get some advice on that. There's also the people who have got Excel in their hands and they're very, very wary about making the move to automate certain practices, what's possible. So anyone that's actually listening in, the art of the possible here, there's a real opportunity for somebody to actually just take a bit of a breather, look at what's happening, and, you know, get involved in some of these kind of 3-hour sessions that are there, have between 3 to 5 employees join along, and, you know, look at the strategic roadmap, potentially redefine that. And then there's the opportunity also for a pre and post workshop engagement, which I think is just fantastic from a sanity check, just to see, you know, where it's going. Just for people to know, we've got Aidan Connolly, CEO of Etero and Analytics as well, Gilbert Fitzgerald, Research Analytics and Insights at Google, Richard Cotton, David, a data evangelist at DataCamp, Roy Wilson, Senior Cloud Solution Architect at Microsoft, Emily Brick, CEO Antenna and Analytics, and I'm going to struggle to pronounce this name, Hervos Smolik, founder of Graphite Notes.
We call it Harvey Smolik.
Harvey, you've just saved me on that, Niall. Thank you for that. And then Leopoldo Rodriguez, CEO of Health and Tech. So a lovely blend of SMEs and then larger enterprises as well, who are going to be involved in kind of giving back that advice too. So it's something that really, really appeals to a variety of people. How can people take action, Niall, and get involved and kind of join this? Because it's on the 28th, so not too long ago now before it kicks off.
Yeah, so just to riff a little bit more on the people who are speaking on the day, say if you're a company that's mature and is looking at their data science team, who better than to have an opportunity to talk with than Gilbert Fitzgerald, who's been setting up data science teams out in Silicon Valley for Google for the last 6 or 8 years. And then if you're maybe you're an SME and you're thinking about how can we leverage AI for our business? Are we too small? We can't really afford to put together a data science team. Well, Harvey Smolik in Graphite Note, he basically has a no-code platform, so to allow you immediately plug into the power of AI. And then Leopoldo, like his specialism there, is if you're in a heavy industry and you want to use the power of AI in heavy industry, like what's the specifics around that? And then Richard Cotton from DataCamp, what's really interesting there, they're the second fastest growing ed tech company in the US, one of the fastest growing companies in the US overall. And what they do is they specialize in helping organizations upskill everything from data literacy to data science in the organization. So wherever you happen to be at whatever level, we have specialists in that can map to your actual particular place of need and the pathway that you get uncovered, which I can't go through all of that without saying that you're in great hands with Itero, because like they've been doing this longer than anybody else, like 20 years in Ireland, like, you know, the original and the best is how I think of them. But yeah, So you can look us up on LinkedIn, RDI Hub, or you can go to rdihub.com for our website, or you can email me directly, niall.larkin@rdihub.com. I can get back to you then with all the details about everything that's involved in the day and all the rest. The ticket price here is €2,000 per company of up to five people, or €500 per individual if you want to send individuals out of your company along.
Brilliant. So fantastic value for money. Niall, any other points that you'd offer to somebody who wants to take the next step, but for a variety of different reasons, it's got a million different things to be doing that week, but just needs to take action?
Yeah, absolutely. So actually what we're going to do, since we have Aidan Connolly down from Itero that morning, we have an open session, which is our business breakfast club meeting at 8 o'clock in the morning. So that's a real opportunity to get a taste of what's going to happen in the day overall. So to better understand, like, if it's a good fit for you and your company, get that small taster, and also if you don't particularly have availability on that day. This is part of a series of masterclasses we're running, and next month we're running a masterclass on sales and selling techniques, etc. So, like, you know, that'll be the third in the series. So just do get in contact, and we can work with you to help drive forward your digital transformation journey.
Just everyone just needs to take that first step. Patrick Fenton and Niall Larkin, thank you very much for your time today. Patrick and Niall have been sharing their thoughts about data strategy for a digital world, which is on April 28th in the RDI Hub. And it's going to be a fantastic session. And if you're interested in how to leverage AI for profits, this is a session for you to go to. Thanks again, guys.
Thanks, Mark.
Thanks, Niall.